Let's start with apologies. Are there any apologies? Yes.
Thank you very much, Chair. The Deputy Chief Whip of the DA will be a bit late. Honourable Julius.
Thank you, Chair. Please note the apology from Honourable Shivambu, Honourable Mkhalipi. Honourable Mkhalipi might join us late. Honourable Gadi, Honourable Mukwele.
Any other apologies?
Yes. And Honourable Mashabela.
Yes.
Thanks, Honourable Chairperson of the NCOP. I want to tender the apology of Honourable Mainali Suma. She lost her brother this morning.
Honourable Chairperson?
Yes.
The apology of Dr. Kornoff. Dr. Kornoff has tendered an apology.
Dr. Kornoff, okay. Yeah, thank you very much. Any other apology? No? Yes.
No, my colleagues distracted me. Honourable Ndlozi, thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Can you look at item 3 with the determination of composition of joint structures? And let's get Kasa to lead us.
Thank you, sir.
Kasa. No, thank you.
Good evening, honourable members. We circulated a document titled Establishment of Joint Structures and Other Matters Before the Joint Rules. There are spare copies, I'm advised. We deal with the various structures here. We start with the Constitutional Review Committee. The committee is established in terms of the joint rules and in terms of the constitution. And we have heard 14 members, assembly members, and 9 council members previously. And we are proposing that we retain the same in this instance for the joint constitutional review committee. The same with the ethics committee, where we have had 14 assembly members and 19 council members. And we are recommending that we retain the same composition. The parliamentary group on international relations, it had 9 assembly members and 4 council members. Again, we're recommending that it remains the same. Now, the principle really is that previously you had 13 parties and now you have 14 parties. And we think that the composition as we had previously still fairly represents, is fairly representative in terms of the composition of Parliament. And then the Joint Standing Committee on the Financial Management of Parliament, you have 14 members, 9 NA members and 5 National Council of Provinces members. And the Joint Standing Committee on Defense, this was a particularly difficult one because it's regulated by 3 instruments, the interim constitution, the rules, joint rules, and to some extent the 1996 constitution. Now, the key principles that you get from the interim constitution is that it must consist of parties that have more than 10 members. And that would give you the ANC, the DA, the EFF, and the IFP. Previously, you had the ANC, the DA, and the EFF. So we have tried to work out various scenarios. Now, in the last parliament, there was a specific decision taken that the Joint Rules Committee must be the one that decides on the size of the committee. Because if you were to follow the formula purely that is contained in the interim constitution, you will end up with about 35 members. And the sense at the time was that that membership was difficult to manage and you needed to limit it. And therefore, in the fifth parliament, the membership was left down to 15 members with those three parties represented. In view of the fact that you now have the IFP with more than 10 members, we are proposing that you push up the number to 15, which would then accommodate the IFP and have 15 members in that committee. And that's the essence of all these words that you have and numbers that you have here. There was a view also in the last parliament that maybe you also need to look at other parties being accommodated in this, and that was recorded in the Joint Rules Committee minutes, but not much was done about that at the time. I'm raising it so that as members look at this, you also have that context. Honorable Presiding Officers, Honorable Members, that in essence is what is contained in terms of the establishment of structures. I do need to state that a structure like the Multi-Party Women's Caucus, you don't need a rules committee decision for that. It's already established in terms of the rules, and therefore it can simply convene because it is made up of all members, female members of parliament, and I guess that once it meets, it will then establish its own steering committee in terms of the joint rules. And then the last one really deals with international delegations, but it's not a structure, so I would not get into that at this point. That is a presentation in terms of the structures. I have avoided going through the detail of this text because members have got it since Friday. But if we need to explain anything, we will explain. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm not sure whether we should discuss the whole report at the same time or look at portions of the report, like starting on page one as an example. Because otherwise, maybe all over the show. Let's look at the whole report. Thank you. Let's start then. Stenhazen, IFP, and Deputy Speaker. Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to just make some comments on 2.1.2, and it's born out of practical experience, and I don't know if it's something we're going to be able to fix today, but the Ethics Committee is just too big, and it really battles to get a quorum to meet, and as a result of that, in the last Parliament, it really was not as an effective oversight body as it should have been in holding members of Parliament accountable. A large part of the problem was that whenever meetings were called, there was a struggle to get a quorum, with the Houses meeting at different times, etc. And so I don't know how we fix that. But what we can't do is have an Ethics Committee that doesn't meet as often as it should be doing to make sure that we're all held accountable to a higher standard as members of Parliament. And so I don't know how we address it. I mean, this is a formula that's got 14 assembly members and 9 council members. My understanding is there's got to be a quorum requirement from each house, so which means that even if there is a full component from the NA and the NCP is sitting, they can't proceed with the business. So it is a practical problem that's going to, again, challenge us in this parliament. And I mean, I don't know where we fix it, but you know, we can continue down this road. But I can tell you again that committee is going to struggle with quorum. The only other way we can deal with it without getting caught up in the same problems that bedeviled the Fifth Parliament's Ethics Committee is to make sure that the members that parties assign to those committees are members who have the time commitment to be able to sit in those. But this current formulation was impractical in the last Parliament, and it actually ended up hampering the work of that committee quite significantly.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, Madam Speaker, and colleagues. Just two questions on the composition of the committees. I've got no problem with the way the full-time members are going to be composed, but safe to say that the principle of alternates will apply in each component. So if it's other parties, you could have alternates. If it's ANC, you could have alternates. I just wanted to confirm that. Secondly, Chairperson, there's another committee called the Mediation Committee. In terms of Section 78 and in terms of the joint rules, I think it's Rule 15. Are we not going to consider that now, the composition of the Mediation Committee? Because it's one of the committees that we need to consider for how it's going to be constituted. Thank you.
No, thanks, Chairperson. Mine is really that this is a public meeting. And some of the way in which that Ed Khaso spoke here took for granted that we who have been around long enough understand when he refers to the interim constitution, when we have a constitution that was finalized. So he needs to explain that for purposes of clarity all the time, never to take it for granted. Thanks.
Older.
Yes. I would like to talk about the Constitutional Review Committee, and I don't know if it was said, my apology, but what is the component of the NCOP in terms of parties in the Constitutional Review Committee? And the second point is, the proposal makes provision for one member of the other parties. That means you've got one representative there representing 11 different parties on the Constitutional Review Committee. And you'll find that in all other committees, we're entitled to at least two members representing those 11 parties. And if possible, I would like to ask you that cannot be entertained. Thank you.
Yes, Dagut.
Thank you, Chairperson of the NCOP. I want to agree with Honorable Singh with regard to alternates in the joint committees. So I don't see a train smash with regard to that. Then on the Ethics Committee, the composition of the committee is, I think we are happy the way it is. The only thing, snagging thing with this committee is that sometimes we have provincial weeks where the NCOP is not around. If we can agree on the meeting slots of this committee, I think we might make it. It's up to parties to marshal their members to go and attend these meetings. So then on the issue of the Constitutional Review Committee, we know that the interest on this one is very high. So we can allow for members to sit and participate like in all the committees that members are allowed to participate, but it's only when it comes to voting that members, we know the issue of land is very serious in this country, so we can allow for members to participate, whoever wants to go and sit in a committee as long as that person doesn't vote. I don't see a train smash on this one. Then on the Mediation Committee, I don't think that is a joint standing committee that needs to be established by this joint rules committee. What we can do if there is a need, it's a committee that deals with a specific matters. So do we really need that to deal with now, or we can refer that to another day? Thank you, Chairperson.
Castle.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Just to deal with the issue of the size of these joint committees, the difficult, let me say, the challenge is that they are prescribed in the rules. So if we needed to review, we would need a rule amendment. For instance, if you talk about the ethics committee, the rule, joint rules say 14 NA members and 9 NCO members. Of course, when these rules were formulated, it was in a different era. They were never amended since the start of this parliament in 1994, some of these rules. So it's a matter that the Joint Rules Committee may consider if the sense is that these numbers need to be reviewed, and we can have something that says each parliament will make a determination on the size of these committees. That is one option. I need to understand, Honorable Singh, on the issue of alternates. I thought initially I understood you that if you have an IFP member, there must be an alternate member from the IFP. But later on, I think I heard you say something else. Maybe I misunderstood you. So I'll need clarification on that one. Because ordinarily, you would, if it's an IFP member, there will be an alternate from the IFP. So if I could understand that. Mediation committee is per event, really. So you could have a bill on labor, and there needs to be mediation on that. What you would ordinarily do is to draw members from that specific committee, and there will be a resolution of the House establishing the mediation committee for that specific purpose. So we don't need to establish it now. The issue about the interim constitution, my colleague is just checking that, but in essence, the detail about the Joint Standing Committee on Defence is contained in the 1993 Interim Constitution. And the formula, the composition, it's one of those provisions that were allowed to be taken over, or rather to carry on beyond 1994. But my colleague will deal with that if we do get more information. But that's really what we're trying to say, that you have it regulated in that instrument. You also have it regulated to some extent in the joint rules, but you cannot ignore the provisions of the current constitution in interpreting the provisions of the interim constitution, which talks about a broader representation of parties within the structures of parliament. I think Dr. Mulder, my apologies, I may have...
No problem. May I just refresh the members? No, the composition of the NCOP component in the Rules Committee in terms of parties, is that available?
Yes, good afternoon or good evening, honourable members, Chairperson and Speaker. Yes, the composition would be along the provincial representation, if a reference is made to 9.
Chairperson, what does that mean?
Each provincial delegation would be represented by one delegate.
Chairperson, sorry, if I may ask again. Well, the province decides who that member will be. Would it then be 9 from the ruling party? Or 1 from the Western Cape different?
The National Council of Provinces consists of delegates from each province. So it would be 1 per province, per delegation.
Sorry, Chairperson. My concern is that when we talk about the composition of other committees where the NCOP is represented, we are not doing this. Then we allocate seats to parties.
Yeah, is there a way of avoiding the dialogue and just raising all the issues at one time? If that's possible, let's stick to that, but we'll get a response. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, on the interchangeable use of interim constitution and the current constitution, is there anyone wish to submit that? Let's look at this matter later on, because it gives us some uneasiness that we utilize interim at a particular stage, then the current constitution. So we're making submission that later on let's discuss this matter, not in today's meeting.
Okay. Are there any other questions, Dennis?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to place on record that, you know, I know that alternates are being used, but when it comes to the Ethics Committee, it's a lot more complicated than just saying we have alternates you can fit in. The reason I say that is that, you know, once you've started to hear a matter and there's a committee decision that has to be made at a later stage, it's very difficult for the member. I think it would be unprocedural for a member who has not heard the case or heard the matter to come in and vote at the end of it. So alternates are not the solution to the problem with the Ethics Committee. Now, I'm an optimist, so I'm going to watch the committee's meetings and let's see how they go. But I can guarantee you we're going to be back here again at the Rules Committee trying to deal with an issue where there's no quorum. And it's a practical problem that is a reality.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Chairperson, Mr. Castle wanted me to explain something about my understanding of alternates. My understanding would be that if the IFP has got a slot and it's written down, then the alternate must come from the IFP. But if other parties have a slot, other parties, then the member and the alternate can come from amongst the other parties.
Okay.
Monoparties. Other parties, Mark. Well, see, you came across the floor now. You must talk on our behalf.
Thank you very much. Can I take it that the questions have been exhausted? That there's no other question or comment on this item? Yes.
We just needed clarification or guidance, rather, on the Joint Standing Committee on Defence. We are proposing 15, which will consist of the four parties.
Page 2.
Yes, page 2. And so we just need a clear decision on that.
2.1.5. Two options?
Actually, it's one option. We're just using different routes to arrive at that formulation. So it gives you 15 and four parties in the hand.
Agreed. Thank you very much. That being the case, can we then move on to the next item? Consideration of the legacy report of the Joint Rules Committee of the Fifth Parliament. The legacy report is attached. Yeah. Let's start with Honourable Stenazen.
Chair, thank you. I think the reports are noted, and I think that the matters outstanding, to my knowledge, have found landing ground in the legacy report of Parliament as a whole, in terms of its reference to it. So I'm not going to apply my mind or apply my comments there. I would, however, like to apply my comments to the item 4, which is a review of the Joint Rules of Parliament. We now have a situation where the National Assembly embarked upon a process of reviewing its rules, and I think the NCOP had done a similar process of reviewing their rules, which has now left us with a situation where those rules are in many instances out of sync with the rules of the NA and the rules of the NCOP. And there's been a number of innovations and I think progress that has been made in both those processes, which I think could enrich the joint rules greatly. And I think that we need to get this committee established as quickly as possible, because we know how long these things take. The review of the NA rules took a very, very, almost the whole of last term. And I think that the sooner we can get started on this review process to bring them in line with the rules of the other two houses, I think the better it's going to be. Because this, in all likelihood, will be something we'll only complete in perhaps 2 years' time if we go the same route we went with the others. Maybe quicker because of the ground that was covered in those other two processes, but you can't take it for granted. So the sooner that this... I don't know if we're going to have a subcommittee or how it's going to work, but this work must start certainly in the next 6 months at least.
Okay. Steen?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I just want to concur with Honourable Steen Azen, because you know, some of these items have been outstanding from the fourth parliament, and I think we've got to put a time frame. For example, if you look at the language policy, it came from the fourth to the fifth, now we're in the sixth. It'll be in the seventh when we are not here. So I think we have to come up with some legitimate time frame that we need to adhere to get some of these matters sorted out. Thanks.
Okay. Any other comment?
Agreed.
So I take it there's an agreement, and the comments have been noted.
That we expedite the process of harmonization, if I may give you the word, so that there's consistency across both houses and in the joint rules. That's essentially the objective. So we agree with that.
Agreed. Oh, yes. Pass.
So the all you need is the two subcommittees on the review of rules to sit together. The NA has established a subcommittee. I'm advised that the NCOP will establish its subcommittee tomorrow on the review of rules. Our advice would be for this meeting to maybe say that this matter be referred to that structure once it's established, so that we can commence or resume the process of the amendment of the joint rules.
Great. Great. Thank you very much.
I just want to bring to the attention of this meeting that we should bear in mind that the subcommittee sits in awkward hours, during awkward hours. Yeah, even during the parliamentary constituency periods, yeah, the subcommittees used to sit. So there should be no party who will say that their members are not available.
Okay. No, thank you very much. And that takes us to item 5, which is
closure.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.